Where's St. Louis or something?
I'm sorry?
St. Louis, who'd you talk to?
Well, this is being recorded in Israel, actually.
Well, Israel?
Yeah. It's the system is from Israel.
Oh.
So, but it, people can access it from anywhere, you know, any country.
But this is straight to Israel.
Right, they're recording it for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. You're a VIP. Well, how are you?
How are you?
What's your name? You know where your code is today, right?
I hope it's over here something.
Yeah, right. And you need to take one of those.
How have you been?
Oh,
I want to tell you, you know, I said to you last week,
yeah.
Our dream is, you know, that you had just received the other day the Torah Matzah journal.
Yeah.
So there's an article there by the mayor.
Oh, you know, the son of
the young.
The yellow and the sun?
Yeah.
He's a young man's helper, you know. The son is a...
Well, compared to you, he's the
yeah.
Compared to me,
also. Yeah. He's a grown-up son, the yellow.
Yes.
How do you know that?
Well, he's the associate rabbi of Lutzfield Shul.
Well, the yellow?
Yeah. Not Elio, the son.
The son is associate rabbi. Elio teaches somewhere.
Elio teaches a manager at Yeshiva.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
It's called Beethoven.
No, Hashem.
No, Lander?
Lander. Bernie Lander, don't you know? Turo.
Oh, Turo.
Yeah.
He has a yeshiva too?
Yes, he opened up the yeshiva for his son.
Oh. All right.
So he's everything. He has a medical school. He has a law school.
All right, that's good.
And you know how old he is?
How old is he? I don't know.
Take a guess.
40.
Well, who? No, I'm talking about Lander.
Oh, Lander, I'm living within the 60s or so.
Are you kidding?
No.
I don't know. There's a lot of built behind the times.
Yeah, how old is he?
In his 90s.
Really? And I think he's over his second childhood. Over his
I can't get over it. I have my attendance against him, but I have to admire him. As
oh, yeah. So made his son mayor?
No.
Elio's son mayor.
Elio's son mayor. Wrote an article that there's been a research that ran a lot. Before you write, get yourself an education. I can't get over it. I can't get over the editors.
They're very hard up on the truth.
No, it's not a question of hard up on the truth. And what is he... And why is he obsessed with our relationship with Christianity? I can't understand that either.
Well, there's not too much of a relationship left anymore.
Huh?
There's not that much of a relationship left anymore. North Korea cop is 40 years old and sure.
I don't know. I can't understand it. I mean, I can't understand this business of our smug and going to the divinity school. I don't understand that.
Well, most of it is professional.
What do you mean professional?
The man can't do it because he got his... He couldn't get certification as a therapist for
forget about cancer. Can I shut enough for...
Yeah, all right. But I'm done with the theory.
No, the theory was... I can tell you another theory. It's much easier to get a doctorate in divinity.
Right.
Than in the other department.
Okay.
So, all right. But... If you want to know, take courses.
You want to call him?
What is the go to JTS? I'm here.
I'd be able to offer things today.
But where do you go to the Christian Divinity School?
Because of convenience. What do you
know? No, it's not convenient.
No?
No.
I was able to find out the proper address.
It's a very peculiar address.
It might be postmarked.
I'd rather have a coordination than enough
credit.
So it might be postmarked tomorrow.
So that's why you go to the
But that's smart.
What's happening in the market?
You better have smart enough.
I want to know one thing. Did you take a course? If you were at JTS, did you have a course in the book and
Oh, I teach it there. Mother teaches us.
That's the acre.
I don't know about the acre.
And by the way, this article. This is in government, political science, before you're right. And say some course in psychology. So they can dump later.
She set it up.
Yeah,
she already.
And it's recording?
She turned it on, she said it's recording, yeah.
All right. Okay. Find your coat?
It's funny.
No, it's not funny.
I really thought it was
another cookie. I don't know who said that.
Do we have the MP player? Check with the shower. He just said that it was. New final dimensions.
Well, the French say the more things change, the more you remain the same.
It's being recorded. Uh-huh. It's being recorded on me.
I don't know why that's doing that. It shouldn't be doing that.
I know, it does that a lot.
That's the one I should use.
Right, so let me just try.
He has an MP player, anyway.
If not, I can just do that.
Alright, so it should be recording, and it's not supposed to do that, so I'll get in touch with them and ask them to
okay.
Not interrupt. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Very good.
Topic of the day here, which has some ramifications, of course, is sort of reviewing what probably all of us at one time, and the yeshivas learned, especially in Hilchos Shechita and other areas, the guidelines, what is considered a mumah or not. And that's where the Gemara has extensive discussion on it. Both in Gemara and Shani and Gemara and Pulin. And as I said before, there will be certain ramifications. If you and I originally heard when I was in Yeshiva in this area were by the Rebbe that many people knew him, Rav David Lifshitzal, the Suval Kavav, and he had intensive shiurim on the Sesta Pulin and in the many of these Gedorim. The Talmidim later on put out a sefer of the shiurim, which is right here on Purim. I have my own notes from the yeshiva yet on several notebooks going both from him and also from the Ramzala, from the Rebbe Arshatskis on Masechta Ksuvus and Sofim. So in some of the shiurim here, I recognize immediately the style of Lipshitz. Now we can't go into every single detail, but later on I'm going to see some aspects of how this is applied and by some later Mechabrim, Puskin, dealt with some of the Gedolim of defining what we call Amumah. So let's go first. We have on page number one, which is the Gemara and Kulin on Bab Dalet, where we have another statement, actually, on this Bab is being repeated there. So first of all, Rava says, Yisroel Mumer Eichon Avelos L'Teyoma. He's a Mumer that he eats non-kosher. That's a Mumer Eichon Avelos L'Teyoma. Now the question of the Teyoma, meaning that it's not absolutely that rules out Lahachis.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it Lahachis. We'll see how the Gemara defines the Teyoma. And then we have
Wiener. He's entering the conference.
Somewhere in between Teoven and Lahachis is another type of category which is stated by the Ran. We'll see what that means. Something called Shalola Teoven. Also another point to be made, Mumer generally means habitual. It's not just a one-time thing. If someone is Eva and Eva one time, he's called technically a Hosha. That sounds very terrible, but he's called a Hosha. You know, it's just like he might be the nicest person in the world, but if he's even available, he's a Russia. That's a Dean Russia, because the Torah uses that terminology in talking about Aedis. You know, in Russia, you know, and the Torah describes that the aid that is even available, he becomes disqualified for Aedis. That's the point that is being stressed over here. Now, so that's only a one-time thing, as we'll see. So here, Rava says, Yisrael Mumer Eichon Avelos HaTeyoven, Beidek Sakin V'Neishanot, which is actually sounds like a big Siddush. This man eats non-kosher. He eats the Avelos or anything else. But if, let's say, he's involved in being wants to be a Sheikhet or whatever it is, they're not talking about it. Remember, the Gemara has a discussion in Fulham, if you remember, that people that are involved in Shechita, so what's his qualification? Reiv Mitzuyin, Eidl Shechita, Mumchim Heim. That's an accepted word. Those that are involved in the process of Shechita, it's not somebody to take off the street. They're involved, they're connected with Sama Shechita, we rely on this Reiv. They know what they're doing, Mumchim Heim. So, this Yisrael Mumma, we don't trust them with the Bedika Sakin. And then, that's inconceivable today, you know, the way everything is controlled and all well, but that's the way it should be. But the Gemara goes to the bare essentials. So what's the reason? Why do we trust them? Why we give them the Sakin? In fact, it even says over here, don't watch them. It doesn't say Eimed Al Gabo. Lady Sakam, you give it to him, and he goes and shechts. We didn't watch it. It doesn't say the Eimed Al Gabo. Like by Hair Shaita Bekotten, you have to have an Eimed Al Gabo. You have to watch them and all of that. But not by this fellow. So how come? So why is it that we can trust, rely that he'll shech properly? And since he's a Mumma L'Teyovam, he says, my Kevin, the Ika HaTeyov the Isura. That's the basic struggle. And the Ois is always presented, there are two chatichas in front of us. Here's a kosher, and here's a non-kosher. And he knows which one is kosher and which one is not kosher. So this fellow, who of times we would say he would eat nevela, but if he's given, you know, in front of him, he's finds this is a kosher, this is a non-kosher, he will definitely eat the kosher. Loshovik has teva, the offer is to it. What? Well, whatever it is, but that's the client.
Doesn't it mean that if he has an opportunity to use the stocking, he'll use it to do it?
He's not gonna use the stocking, in other words, and do it, you know, without any direction. He's gonna do what he will be. We're assuming that he knows what to do. That he knows the hill for shechita. He doesn't know any. That's why they rely.
Easy for him to do this.
Easier for him to do that. Yeah. Then the whole question: why don't we? Why do we have to be bladed to stocking then? Isn't that part of it? But the question, and mainly in the Gemara, is that it has to do with the tircha. That's what the Gemara asks now. Ihochi, He low bodic nami nitzach lo tov. If he wasn't vedic, so the answer is, maybe he's not going to be matria. Dikas takan involves a special iyun, a special yishuv adash. That far he might not do. The maisa shchita with the hilda shchita, shia dvasa halava, a gomer v'yikur, any of that. That he knows the process, the actual procedure. But the dikas takan, that's a special type of achrona, so that he's not going to be mamatriyah in doing that. So then the Gemara brings down, which we're not going to go into the thorough thing, you want to bring a raya to have a shita by people that hunt chemsem shalevi abeva. Talking about people have chomets in their houses over Pesach. So we're doing on the Yisra chomets shalevi abeva. I didn't run that off, I just mentioned Balpeh. We'll see how the Ran brings it down too. So in that particular case, we say that you can eat from, if they have chomets after Pesach, you can eat from it. How come they had the chomets in the house? Because mitnei sheheng machlizing. They will immediately, after Pesach is over, they know that would be usher, they will exchange it, give it over to a goy, and they will get the chomets over a Pesach by a goy, is mutter. So, meaning that these are well-meaning people, but for somehow, they were negligent. They had the chomets shovel of Pesach. That's all. So the same. In other words, he has an opportunity to do something which is a heter. So we'll do that particular aspect of the heter. Now,
may I ask, if you have to define the word mummer?
Yes.
How would you?
I said it at the beginning. I think when you just watched, the main thing is mummer. That actually it means a rebellious act. Okay. You know, it's someone that is. Or exchange. That's the word lohomir. He's exchanging a certain value for something else. So here, the mummer is a habitual offender. He's a habitual offender. He's not, as I said before, just one time he's a rusher. That he has a deen rusher. That's all. You know, it's only it's a technical term. And we're not going into the depths of his character. It's like a fine woman, was attacked by a goy. So what's her deen? She's called a zayna. She has a deen zayna l'kayin. She can't marry a kayin. Why can't she marry a kayin? Because if a woman lives with a goy, even raped, assault, she has a deen zayna. When the table says zayna, it means a woman who's disqualified because of certain things that happen to her. And especially in the case of a goy, she has not just a deen that she is in the initial frame of mind where they use it today in El Chisoil or anyplace else, or the way we generally understand it. That's a Deen Zayin. So the same thing is, this aid, that this person that was Eva and Aveva becomes disqualified as aid, because as a Deen of the Rosha. But a Mummer is someone that is a habitual offender. There's no question whether you have to do the Aveva two times, three times, generally accepted three times. So then he would be totally, and then he has a deen of a mummer, and then you can't trust him as a beidik, if he's like Seolah. Beidik sakin, v'reisimah. You have to give him the sakin, and so forth. Now, there's another particular point I just want to mention here is that the Vitzvah here has a particular point that he makes here in reference to this particular deen, here when we're talking about the case of the mummer, and also the Chedushi Haran, which is not the Pelish Haran on the Rif, but the Chedushi Haran, they want to point out something else. Zidvor asked the following, since we're rebating the sack and we give it to him, so he asked the question, what's the such a big Chiddush that Rav is saying, mummer are able to veil the all and beidik sakin the nation way, that he says that this should be a pasha thing, that a mummer of Teoven is only choshud on something else. He's only a shot suspect on something else, where it's a matter of kircha. But actually, if there was in front of him, then he presents it, the form of shtei chatichos. Achas muteres, achas asur, vade ain't a kosher olo. We would say definitely he would definitely eat the kosher one. So the same thing here, if you're baiting the sakan, You gave it to him. There's no more tears involved. So push it. As if to say, the Gemara says that's a chiddush. There's no more tircha. And therefore, he's not going to be ain't a kosher. So what's all the time to tell us? So the Gemara wants to say, there is some tircha involved here, because what happens is, when he does the maisa shchita, he has to concentrate what he's doing. So that's the chiddush really that Gemara is saying. All right, we've took away the tircha gedela. But there still is an element when he does the ma'isa shchita. He has to know where the shech, how the shech, and all of that. And although he's trained, we're saying he's a mumcha, so that's a chiddush that Rava says. We rely that he's going to do it properly, although originally there was some sort of a chshad. That's a part of the chshad that Rava's, that's part of Rava's chiddush. Now let's take a look here in the when I ran off the Ran. Here. Number two. This is the first extensive Ran there that is going to go into the categories of Mumer and so forth. Now, if you look up where I have started to underline it, there it just mentions the following. He brings, of course, down the Gemara that Ravashi made the statement. Well, you see, the Gemara gets started trying to explain Hakol Shachmi. What is the Hakol Asui Mai? When the Mishnah says Hakol Shachmi, it doesn't say anything about a Mumma or anything else. So Hakol is Asui Mumma. To include, all the time the expression in Mishnah's methodology is Hakol is all inclusive, Asui Mai. So he says, Afila Yisrael Mumma. And then we're looking down that third line up. And he quotes it for us, Now, suppose he went ahead and checked, he did a Maisa Shkita without somebody in Beirik Tzaken. So what do? Yidduk Tzaken Achrov. You would examine the Tzaken after it. We would say that it was not properly examined. Chus Michael, and the Mishnah says Chus Michael said to the cotton. Now, if you look at the Namilo, there you have to have the Eimer Agaba. Shema Yishu, Shema Yidusu, Shema Yachlidu. These are part of the Hilchos from the. These are three of the Hilchos Chita. They don't do the wrong thing, and then. The Hohen Perusha, the Mumma Zeh, ain't a Mumma Elatiyovan. Dilo Mishka Chetel Rachel Mavela. If he doesn't find Heter, he'll go and eat Mavela. But if he has Heter, he'll eat the Heter. Dilka Kosha ain't lo Sakan Baduka lo Sakla Dure Bosa Sakan Yopa. He's not going to go looking for Sakan Yopa. Ava Kosha Bodak Sakan Venosamo, Kishoki Chapako Shoki. The whole Kamada Mosi Level at Tail Rachel Yisur. The Daskala Tiyovan who's a Vedic Sakan Achrov. Abu Eichel, now he goes to another category. And this category is Abu Eichel Nevelas Lahachis. And Lahachis is the one, if I have Heter and Isa in front of him, he'll eat the Isa. He's a Lahachisnik. That is a Lahachis. He's saying, Afila Ninsei Sakino Yopa is nevertheless, there is Muad who the Navel the Kavona the Adayim. He's going to do the wrong kind of a shchita because he's a lahachasnik, you know. And the hakol shochti masnichen, the mashma d'avud is rabbi mehakol lachatchila, because we're not going to do that with a lahachas. Ma'abirelei, ha'ini yisroel mumma echel mevehu v'tiyoven, the beidik sakamen, neitzen loy v'sheshen lachatchila shitas and kshela. The mashma d'evid, koi ha'echel v'ed yalom borek sakamen, mitchila. See, borek sakamen into sakina yopa, by the Yechon of Eretz Shittasuk Sheva. That's how far we can carry it through. But if somebody else, and the lady's going to talk about, we don't have to get into that now, they don't know what they're doing. So they can be mekalkel the whole Shitta and the mice unless somebody is standing over them. Now, you jump down there, the Le'inyon HaLocha, where I have under my Apo Gaf, the Salkel came to the Ravashi, the Kasher, he has Kasher's on him. Shmaita the Rabbi, the Yisrael Mumma, Hilchus, that's the Halacha. Well, it's not a big amount. Man in order to dig a stack and learn the aqua, ever with no shrita. Aber die andere Schritte lohnt, so er fiel in die Yisroel Mumma, wo er boi die dicke Sache in Akwa, aber kishu wo boi die Sache mit dir. In other words, this Mumma was so over, if you're boi die Sache beforehand, and he does, you don't have to go examine the Sache afterwards. Don't have to, because it was done beforehand. You don't have to. The only time you examine it afterwards is there was no Bidika before that. And then you call Heza the Yisroel was Sache and come on, but he says, l'chatkila, you should batkin away. That's this concept of ikal of gure. Many times you have a situation where you say, but evidence is good, so it's possible to clarify it further. That's what you have to do. So, fanena na'afay b'zeh, right? That's what the Ran says. And now let's go down further where he mentions the following. Now he's going to make a definition here where he says, umestadra. The Dafka Mumma Rechon of Elish, which is totally good at the and came into Mumma Reisa Dabba Atma. Our Mumma, now what happens, let's say this man is not a Mumma Rechon of Elish, which is totally He's the dark dick unconscious anything else. But yes, he's an examiner, he's a Ganif. He's a incorrigible thief or whatever. He's Mumma. That's a Ganif. But him stealing, they used to make jokes in some of the European mices. Well, Gehapta Gavra, so they say, how come you ate not kosher? He says, that's in this kosher, chasma chalila. I never do a thing like that. My favorite story is just one the opposite. It happened when I was a woman of Providence. There was a very good shaykhah there, but he was stealing. He was stealing livers from the shachar. So when he was confronted, So they asked him, why did you steal the trifle ones? He says, you chabayuch and goyish your customers. That was the class I remember. I'm fond to repeat that. But the class actually happened. The name of the man is on the tip of my tongue. I won't mention it. But he was a very good shaykh, you should know. He was a strong... So the question, but this is an important shiloh. This is an important shiloh because it has to do really when you talk about the general character of a shaykh. Like you say, he's an umen yad, the little shita, and he's formulated supposedly in every respect. But he's a thief, he's a goddess, his behavior is not. So what about that? Is he trustworthy as a shaykh? Or not? Is he disqualified or not? So that could be in the Gaya today. It could be Gaya of any shop, no matter what his background or what group he comes from. So there's a whole question here with actually the ruling of the Rambam. But the Ran is mentioned that first time. He's going to quote the Rambam. He says he says this. Aba mumma vavera achas lo the kevin the kaima mumma vadover achas. Because a mummer in one thing, and if it's only the tiyava, it's a habit with him. He's not doing it lahachas. He just has this weakness to do this particular day. He's not a mummer the whole terakula. So as a result of that, So the Ran's opinion is, and that's the opinion of most Rishonim. Is that if he's a mumma on something else, it's not going to disqualify him as a shaykhut or so forth. But the Rambam has a different opinion. And the Rambam says, the Ran always quotes him, he puts the Rambam mazel. He says, the Rambam says, because of the Perek Dalad Nehil Rishita, Yisrael mumma le'avera achat minu averas, shohoye mumcha, harei zeh shaykhut l'chapkila, the Tzor Yisrael Kosher, but in that case, Libdei Kasachin. He has to have Dikasachin. Just like a Eichel Nevelis with the oven, which has to do in Osa Dover. This, actually, we say, has nothing to do with that. What does being a Ganav have to do? Shita is good. He's in his Bagdei. We don't trust him when it comes to the Dikasachin. That's what he's saying. The Adakaki is never a Mumbezel Ishrabo, Mishnesha Cheskoso, saying the Terech Libdei. The Rosh, when he quotes the Rambam in the first paragraph of Chulin, uses the expression, remember how Rav Lifshitz screamed it out, he says, Shaina That's why the Rambam, he's not going to be medakik on mitzvahs. If he's so loose when it comes to taking somebody else's money, he's not going to be such a medakik.
Well, it says that he expands it.
He expands it. That's right. That which is not like the Gemara doesn't say that in the Fush. We'll see, however, a marker for that. Now, the marker depends on a gears and a tesefta, which is quoted by Tesis. Now, to take a look, I'll tell you which page there is. I ran that paper, it's a little Tesis, but it's very significant. There, where the gears are, number three on the bottom. Now, the case there is, someone had sheep or whatever it was, harei sho'avdalo gediyav. Now, the gersa, this is a baisa, tesefta. So it says goats were lost, and later they were found shooting, and so forth. So then it says, so if they're lost, they're found shooting. We assume that somebody who's a mumcha did the shita, we can rely on it. We can say it's kosher. However, so now Tesis says something. Who are deen nignavu? Even if they were stolen. So they were found shooting. Who did the shita? The gadol. Yana did the shita. So we're saying the mishum the choshed like neva lo choshed on a veiler. So that's completely different than the Rambam. He's not going to be that. But with the septic tani the hedya nigna lo tani gela sumatza shuta, we can rely that it's choshed. You're not going into busher and salmon iron, which is a later thing. But so it depends on the gearsa over there. If it just says. See, the Rambam probably would have the Gersa Sho'avdalo. It got lost. Doesn't say, but if Nignavu, the Rambam probably didn't have that Gersa. So if it would have been Nignavu, the Rambam lost it. That's the whole crux of the matter. It depends on the Gersa of that particular tesefta. So let's go back for a moment to the Ran. Back there to number two. Now, that's the point. The mumma is over there, the mumma called the Terekula, and he says, she talks of Sheva, Abalo Omdu al Gavav, Mitzhila, the Atsai. He's saying, she talks of Sula, the Kavishu mumma, Afila Shalolit. Now, this is the point that the, I'm sorry, I just, go back before. Well, the Indian mumma left on the Velas, Afila Shalolit, Teyoba. Now this is a chilik that it's only that the Ran brings. The Ran, you see, there's a mumma echel avelas at Tehoven, there's a mumma lahakas, that's the other extreme, but there's something in the middle. That's the Ran's creation. Mumma shalola Tehoven. Now what does that mumma shalola Tehoven basically mean? You can define it this way. You have chaticha of kosher and non-kosher here. So, the Shalola Tovin doesn't care which one he eats. He's not going to take Dafka, the Nevela, that means it's Alahakas. But he doesn't care, you know, Emachnit. So that's not Amumala Teyovin. That's Shalola Teyovin, you know, either way, whatever is given to him, he's going to take, and so forth, or even if he has a choice. But he's not specifically going to make the choice of the other thing. So you can't call him Alahakas. So what is this status? That's the lesson that you have. Umumma lechel avelos apila shalol leteolam. In batku sakan v'nosnolo the om. So now here's something else. You can't leave him with the sakan. The omdo al gav because he's less interested in doing basically medagic on things. The omdo he says al gav mitzila v'atzeis yitzasik sera. Gave the kind of umumma of the echel avelos. Yeah, it's going to be kosher. It's Amdu Al-Gaba. The other one didn't have Amdu Al-Gaba. That's why I mentioned, all you do is, you can rely on him, nice and low. Your basic stock is nice and low, and he's going to do what's right. But this fellow, you know, it's like as if to say, he's not been dogging too much. He's not a lahakas, so you have to watch him. That's the point what he's trying to say. Because his cheskoso is, wait a minute. That's what he's saying. dan geen mogelijkheid op hen waar de mogelijk van zou kunnen iets mee beschieten. Why? The case of Mummer, I feel, shall all the Tayyaman, Tayshin and Shema, Shah Shema does. He won't be so medagic. He knows the halachas, but he's not going to be so medagic. I will Mummer the Hachis, I feel the Dover Echot. That's the Kiddush. A Mummer the Hachis on one mitzvah of the Torah. He's an absolute Lahachis on that. He says, in that particular case, the Chain Mummer, and that makes him in a category of a mumel avid, like a mumel avidus kachovin. How ain't ka eze kachovin gemurim, she ain't on the shchita klal. A filo ondo al gaba, mitzila vasei, shchitasam sula, she ain't shchita ele be Yisrael. The shchita is on, so what he's comparing this mumel ahachis, that he's out of the category of being like a Yisrael. That's where actually could be pointed out. The lucky is like a psula goof. Like the whole question there of how do we know that the sheet of a goy is puzzle. So the whole dilemma is the zovachtor, that means that we're talking about the Jews, but someone who is not Jewish, it's a psula goof. You know, there's no deen. There's no deen of that. This fellow, since he has rejected the mitzvahs, he's like a goy. So he's like a goy, it becomes like a psula goof, as if to say nothing is going to help him, because he's like goof a goy. Like, you can stay and watch, you know, a goy could be taught 100%, he probably could do a good job and they doing shrita. even if you aim at our God, it's not going to help. But the goy did it.
You can also win this. I mean, I don't know if they could
Matan Torah. That's the Torah Teva Hachin. They say that as a benayach, faces as a fool later on. From the benayach, they have to do nechira in order to remove the deen of Abraham in a high. They're not metuba on shita. So that's why faces mentions that later on in Fulham when they bring that pasuk with Yosef the Echot, Tvoa Tevachim, what was Tvoa Tevachim? Nechira. Nechira means piercing the simon. Well, we say, they use the language in the slot, they sticking it. They stick it. When they used to do the lambs and chapetti and so forth, and sometimes there was a lamb that had an awful lot of the wool on it. And the shaykh, the best thing is if they would shave the whole thing off. But the shaykh, even if a big mumsa can't make what they call the shviel, like over there, he opens it up, and then he could check right on the skin. But it's so thick, he tells the guy takes he has this knife and he sticks the animal. That's all, just 1, 2, 3. That's an act of nechira. He pierces the shamanim, but some of these goyim used to pierce the skull too. It's horrible. They used to kill the lamb in that fashion. But that's a maisha of nechira. We have to have a maisha of shita. There has to be a loch of avor in the shamanim. But the goy, no matter how good he is, he can't do that. I've heard stories from shochting where goyim used to watch shochting, and later on they practiced on animals when they were told to kill an animal, they would do it almost as good as the sheikh. But they watch, they saw what they have to do. You know, they have no, they can develop that skill. That's something you can develop as a skill. It's a human yard. But it's a psula goof. It's not a psula in the mice, what we call it. It's a psula goof, which ruins the whole thing. Now, he goes further. Well, Malika, that's what the caning had to do. You know, it says that the achas mean alayda sakoshes of the mikdash, to be able to do it in a proper manner. Anyhow, coming back to this, mumla hachas is like the goy, and that's why he says later, shita they become the veil. The chayna dream, the mumla lachalos shabbos is the fahesha. The hori isha be gevura, and the kushi nami shikos of seda. Kushi is a question whether it's gay emes, or so forth. Now, when he says about Mumel Achalos Shabbosos the Parhesia over there, where Rashi explains it very clearly, why is he might be like an Ayurveda dog, because since he was kafer b'maisei breishis by being mechalel Shabbos, so far he's kafer in the existence of Hashem that created the world, created the Shabbos. So he's like a mumah as far as Ayurveda dog is concerned. That's the point that Rashi stresses by that particular inyan of that aspect of being a mumah. Now, but when it comes back, going back to what the Rambam says, you'll take a look. I ran out the lush of the Rambam, you'll see it inside, and also what the Rambam says about the Deen of Russia. Let's look here. The text of the Rambam. Let's take a look at number 5. We're going to do the 4 here. So that was brought down the line there, the same particular thing. All right? Now, number 5 and 6 are going to go together. This is the Rambam and Perek Dalet Hilchos Shita, Halacha Yudalet. Right down on the bottom there. Yisroel Mumah Le'Aveira Mino Aveira. Just the way the Ran quotes him. He doesn't say Mumah Le'Aveira Le'Aisa Dalet. Any Aveira. Let's say he's a goddess. He says Shehoye Mumcha. But he has to be, he's skilled. He's a Mumcha. Harei Zeh Sheikhet L'Chathila. Vesorech Yisroel. Yisroel has to feel that Yisroel Kosher Livdek Es Asachem. There it is. V'Achakach. And after that, Yitnenu L'Mumer Zeh, Lishchei Bo, Mishnei, Shechetzkotu Sheinu Toreya, Teilach Livdek. He's not going to be much. In other words, the Rambam uses the same logic that the Gemara uses for Mumer Eichon Avelos and Teyola. He's not going to be matriyach to examine the Sakim. Zehim hoya Mumer L'Avelos Zorah, which the Ran just got through saying. O Mechal O'Shav L'Fahesha. O Apikeiros. What is an Apikeiros? He defines it. Zohu HaKeifer B'Teyra U'B'Meshe Rabbeinu K'moshe B'Yan B'Hil Shuva Ha'i Hu Ka'akom U'Shitoso Nevela. The Shita is Nevela. So he's saying he's like, that's like a Pesula Guf in him. Mishu plus, now here's where it comes about Eidus. Now, we're not talking about a mummer anymore. Mishu who possibly Eidus b'Aveira min Aveira shel Teira, harei zeh sheichet b'beino l'bein atzmo im hoya mumcha. Why? She'eino menir dobe musa v'echo dobe l'dobar isa, she'zu chazok, he, I'll call you Yisrael, it's a chazoka, number 7, that what? About Fila HaRashoyim had. Because someone who's possible the Eidus is a Russia. So if he's a Mumcha, so Beinola Beinasso, not for somebody else. You can't rely on him that he's for somebody else. But if he does it for himself, you can't call that. If it becomes a Mice or something, probably the meat maybe got mixed up, you're not going to say it's actually Nevela. Yeah, but the thing is this, he's already Choshev. The fact that he has a Shem of being a Russia. And then further, he says, Elo ha-tzadokim va-baisusim v-talmideim v-chol ha-terin achreim she'en ha-maminim v-terah shabal-peh shritasom is ashur. Their shrita would be usher. That would take in, let's say, yeah, conservative and reform rabbis who will say openly, well, which I've heard in discussions and sometimes in confrontational discussions where the fellow will say, well, I was raised in an Orthodox home. This is generally the introduction of that. But now, you know, I don't believe that the Torah is divinely inspired, came from Sinai, or the Torah Shabbal Peh was given later. He says all this litany of stuff, he is considered in this category. Shitasan Asura. Being shochtu b'faneinu, however, if they shecht in front of us, why harezu muteras? Why is that? She'ein isa shitasan elo shema yakalkalu. V'heim einim aminim muteras ha-shita. V'vir einim emenim loyma lo kilkalu. In other words, they have no nemonis. The concept is that they really don't have any particular type of nemonis. So that's so you have fundamentally here three categories of Mumma L'Teyovim, Mumma L'Hachas, and you have a Mumma Shalola Teyovim, and then of course if someone is a Machal Shabbos B'Fahesh or is able to be the Zohar. So then their seat is automatic. There's no takana really for that person. That's a total inyan of a psul aguf. The only point is there's a Rashi, which Alissa's brought in the Shiurim, Rashi early in Chulin, we're talking about a mummer, and Rashi uses the Russian mavit b'mitzvah zu. Mavit means he's a rejecter of the whole concept of that mitzvah, which seems to imply that it's not stam erev nevelus l'tayovim. He just doesn't like that particular mitzvah there. So there Rashi seems to be more of a makel than what everybody else would say. Everybody else would say these mavis already borders on the lahachis. It becomes like a psula goof. With Rashi says that person you could give him you give him a sock and baduka and watch him, so then you can rely that he would do the thing quite well. Now, a general question which has to be brought up is what is the status of a mummer that what we call in Bizman Hazeh? What do we mean by a mummer? How do we define it? Can we define it exactly the way what the Gemara says? How do we treat mummering? Because the whole discussion is here, and also in the Gemara in Aveda Zora, they also have discussion about people that are lahachis. And in fact, on Davchov of Vavam and Beis and Aveda Zora, they talk about the Abikursim and Amashim and so forth. If they fall into a well and they're trying to get out, what do? You either you go away, you know, Lo Milan, Lo Meridin, and some of them Meridin and all. So how do we deal with that? Is that still, as if to say, a halacha which should be applied, or do we apply it? Now, the Chazon Ish, Zahar, is not known in principle to be a mekel. I mean, in general speaking, you know, there's no question about that. I mean, there's a Gaon Olam there. And everything else, nobody denies about that. He's machadish for different things in halacha, by Hilchos Shabbos, a new concept of the way he understands electricity is not only having to do with the electrons and so forth, but with the switches. It's Baina, yeah, because something takes place in the switch. Well, that's Chedushin, a lot of different Chedushin. So many of them are the Chedushin that seem to be Chumrus. In the area of Gitin, he's many areas, he's very Machmer, that practically all Puskin don't conduct themselves that way, like a Minui Biksav, where the Baal is not in front of the Sefer, but the Baal is, he might be off in the army somewhere, or in the distance, and you can assemble a ad hoc Bezin, and his Memana, the Sefer, in New York, or Chicago, or whatever city, in 280. In fact, according to the Divrei Malkiel, he doesn't even have to mention their names. He relies on the Rav, and they'll do this and do that. And if that document, that mice of bed is sent in, you can save the woman from eagle. That's a micing that, you know, there must be a dozen machabrim that deal with it. The Zainis is against the whole thing because he's relying on a Ramban, where the Ramban emphasizes that the Sefer has to hear the call, the voice of the Baal. If he doesn't hear it, you can't substitute the Ksav. That's the whole discussion. I'm just giving an example. But look what he says about Mumrim is this. And you find this Chazon Ish. It's in his Sefer. You know, he has on all of Shash and all. In the section Yeruday and Simon Bays, Sif Tezayin. It's off quoted Chazon Ish. There are many in the extreme quarters that can't accept this Chazon Ish. Because he's still make them. Now look what he says. And it refers to that Gemara in Aveda Zora about the Ridim, where sometimes you take an active part. The man say, even Aveda Zora, push him down further. It's almost an act of harega, of killing. So the Nira, this is his lesson. The Ein Din Meridim El Bezman Shahazgachoso Guluya. That the Hashgach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evident, Kamo Bizman Shehoya Nisim Metsuyim, and Meshamesh Batskol. there used to be a hymn of a Basco, like if we talk about the Tanoim, Bas Yosef Basco, and so forth. He says, with Sadiqi Hador, Tachas Hashkoch HaPratis, Hadmiris Le'ein Kol. People could feel the presence of Hashkoch HaPratis. The HaKeifrim, so anybody is a Keifer when you have such a situation. He is a real mummer. He could see, he'll see Kabbalah Sateiram al Har Sinai, he'll reject it. Something like that. He says, Ozu benelizus miuchados beatoyas hatzad letala. In other words, he's only interested in his own desires. We have kalus. So in such a case, then it was you got to get these Rishoyim out of the way. Shahako Yodu, he says, this is a lesson, he had Dokas, Hador, maybe Pulanis, Rioyim. Well, maybe, whatever, the Hera, the Law, Rioyim. Avo, Bisman, he says, Behahelim. When you don't have, you don't see any divine things, that's what people are kind of. Show me a miracle. Show me this. The Helam, Shenichlas Amuna mean Dalas Ha'om. People don't have that kind of Amuna because they don't seem to connect with it. Ain the Maisa Heroda Gether HaPirza. It's not something that is stopping a break that could be in the Pirza of Yahadus. Ella Hostophus HaPirza Sheyir Beineim Kemaisa Hashkosa Valamas. In other words, the people see that the extreme religious, so to speak, are engaged in such violent acts that will turn people away more. This is what this Venetian, understood this aspect is so true. And Chas v'Chalila. The cave in Shekol Asmeinu Lesakein Ein Hadin Noyeg B'Shor She'ein Bo Tikkun. If you can't be Masakein, so you're not knowing that. Well, so what do we do? He doesn't leave it. Gualeno sounds like a leader of the Baal Tshuva movement. Gualeno lahaziram diavesis ava leanidam bekerem eva v'mashi yodenu magas. We have to attempt to be makarov all these people who seem to have strayed a long way. That's a very powerful, it's written, nobody denies that particular thing. So he's not the only one that has that type of approach. Over there.
Basically, I think you're trying to understand what he said. One thing to deny a philosophical concept.
Right.
But to deny something in reality, because the Holocaust denies.
Yeah, right.
There's ages that it happened, but over here.
Yeah, but that's something, but.
No, not that's all the Holocaust say, but right.
It has to be Nigla, but the people that don't have that, so you can't condemn them for that. Now, the Chazayin Ish is in, he has Yerudea. It going on Yerudea. There's one volume on Yerudea. Simon Beis, which is on Hilchos Shechita and the Zinim of Mummer. The Simon Beis and the Eish. There is Tez Zion, I believe. Tez Zion.
As you said, we have a responsibility to try to save them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can't. In other words, you can't invoke this type of procedure when dealing with such people, that as much as you would like to get rid of them, but you can't do that because I always quote what my father, the Chaim Lubavitch, said. He says, they're no apikursin in America.
Right.
He says, why? Why? He says, the American didn't give out an apikurs like Smolenskin.
Well,
Smolenskin was about the Thomas Kochel. If you ever read some of his things, and one of his works at all, he writes, so a lot of our brothers who went, hey, Lord, I'm talking, but he was an advocate. He said, they didn't give out such a chevron. You have these people. But he said, no, there always were attempts, and that's what's very important, that, like the Rabbi Yankov Etlingerzal in the Binyan Siyam, in his Shulas, talks about that the typical situation, which is quoted later, you have a fum father and non-fum children, they come, and there's kiddush. And if he's a Mechal Shabbos Vayesh, he touches the wine, moves the wine, does it become like Yayin Netzach, Stam Yenam? So he paskins, no. He says, but most of these people are like, like Tinnika Nishva. There, you see everybody else doing it. They really have no intent to do that. So he's makel on that. He's makel on the whole situation. Now, here's another step forward, and that's why I mentioned to Rabbi Kushner about this, that there was one time, and it's still out there in certain mechabrim. Suppose you have a family that is, they're all absolutely mechalei Shabbos b'fahesha, and there's a bris in that family, and it's on Shabbos, the Zmano. Now, if Shaila came, as it is stated, especially it was done with the special takana, Rav Yudalevich, Zal, in his sefer on Shabbos and Erevin, in the first simon, he has a section there, he calls them, he writes that the Greini Machodim Rabboni Galician Ungaran. Those who are mostly a Chassidish and everything else, but they pasted Omu, the Mishu, the Ishtai, Mumrim Lachal Shabbos, the Malacha, the Raisa, the Fahesha, Ein Malin, as the name of Shabbos. And he tried to bring a higher from, that's what he said. So you should know that this is a matter that's not left just for Rabboni Galitzia Ungar. Rav Wagner in El Shishwal, the Bnei Brak, is one of the big Bali Aror. He has this whole shura of 10 volumes, Shevet HaLevi. Paskin's the same way. He's talking about, he draws a picture of Israelis. You know, there's a blitz on Shabbat, the women have to go to, they come all riding with the cars, and they're taking, so they're taking pictures and all of that. So he says, better to be day for the bliss after Shabbos. That's what they write. That's what the Rabbani Galitzia Ungar is. So, of course. So Reb Moshe was asked to Shiloh in the first Chalik on Yovadeya, small tshuva, a male in Atlanta, asked him to Shiloh, he says he's called to go to a house on Shabbos with a bris mila and the Mechal Shabbos, and he'd have to see all the Chilul Shabbos and everything else. And maybe he shouldn't go, he should postpone. The Major says, absolutely not. He says that there's a chiyuv on Kol Yisrael to be mild this child, really. When you talk about Bezin, you have to be mild. So you don't spend any time, you do the bris and leave. You don't spend time socializing with the Chilul Shabbos or anything else. That's what the Meisha is quite clear on that. Rabbi Levitz writes the same thing, and there are other Machabrim that wrote the same thing. But others, like the Rav in Zurich, who was a big Pesach, Rav Breish in Chelkis Yaakov, he also says that if it's going to be all that Chilul Shabbos and so forth, it'd be Deichet to the next day. That's what he said. But people that respect the Pesach of Rav Meisha would not do that. I had a practical thing. It was very practical. The practical thing is this, that if you don't have the Orthodox Moyo going do that, the people will pick out these hever opportunists that will do a bliss at any time. They'll do a bliss at night. They'll come riding with their car and do a bliss. Do all sorts of things. And the mitzvah of Mila will be destroyed. And in Lomdus, it doesn't make much sense. Like, Rav Azam wants to use the Svara. Well, look, if you forgot to bring the Izbal, and it's Shabbos, you can't be make the Mila. Because it's Machshiri Mila, not Deir Shabbos. So the Lomdim that go, they say that's the one thing has nothing to do with the other. And so that's talking about Machshiri Mila. You're talking about the Iker being. Everything's going to be observed in the Maisa Mila 100% the way the Torah wants it. So what does that have to do with if some people are going to be Mechal Shabbos or that? In fact, somebody wrote in one of those tubas, they closed down the shul because maybe if you have the first davening of the shul, the new shul on Shabbos, some people come riding with their cars. So what does it have to do with the shul? You can't stop all of these particular things. So the status of murmuring per se is really on a different level. I mean, but some still exert this type of an approach, you know, that will say that he's like an absolute goy or anything else of that sort. If you want to read a chapter that deals with the concept, we call it Savonut in Halacha, but it's in a sefer written about Rav Kook. Mishnoso Shel Rav Kook, written by Simcha Ron, has one chapter where he brings dozens of Michaelis to show this approach of what we call tolerance within the halacha, how to deal with all types of people. Because that was the approach of Rav Kook. But he brings from the Meisha, he brings the Sezainish, he brings many other Mechabrim that deal with this type of approach. And it's very important. You can't just be Deicha when we lose so many, Jews, you know, that are totally assimilated. One act, one violent rejection can lead who knows to what. So that's the inyan of Mumit. When it comes to the technical aspects of the Klei Kodesh, then we have to make a demand that the sheikhs of all these people have to be 100% the way they're supposed to be. Otherwise, the sheikhs are not a sheikhs. If a male is not a Shema Torah mitzvah, there's some paskin that he's got that there has to be, although he does a ma'aseh meal, he's going to have a tovah zamrit. Others will paskin that. Some of the ships are ma'aseh, others say no, but it's a question. So that's all part of this question of defining the different types of mumia.
What about shechita by people who believe in the Rebbe's mashiach?
Well, this is a question because if that is the question how you define that, if he believes that, you know, in the mashiachias as a lie, he never died and all of that, that already goes into an inyan of a kilkul adeus. Like you follow the Rambam, that's doesn't make so much sense. One of their tabein terusim is they finally admit that Rebbe is gestorben.
Yeah.
Okay. They admit it. We had such a discussion. Were you present at that discussion? No. There was such a discussion. And what they think is it doesn't rule out that later on the Mashiach might be there. So
you mean the discussion from New York? Yes.
Well, I'm talking about we had discussion with people here too.
Oh, you're too.
We had to straighten that out. You know, it's not a laughing matter because
that was on the David Berger discussion.
David Berger, I think, has everybody has certain obsessions. His obsession is that every Chabadik is a Mashiachus, real Mashiachus, and therefore out.
Right.
It's not. It's different language.
Right.
Because if that's why you possibly have a chassidim.
Right.
A lot of the chassidim has ideas that are wild or different things. You know, megmedism, komedism, but different.
I think the Starkade does not accept Rubashkin anymore.
Well, because maybe he had some of the shachtim that were Mashiach.
Yeah.
That's the point.
All right. Yeah.
So next week we'll have a shiur on the Yes Hashem. I think I'll be dealing with the topic of Nemonis in general. Okay, therefore, Nemonis by Shurim, by Kedushin, and other things. What? Yeah.
And you're sure.
Well, you know the one? Yeah. Well, that's why you want to
know. We say the Rabboner.
Oh. Like well, because they have the Tainan, although it's Mephorish in the Gemara, that the Dima Tzitza is really not a Chalik of the meal. The Gemara says it's a Takanta, but you don't do it. They have them Yatainan, and it's like a Chalik.
The fourth one?
Is one of them a Shira guy? Why you can't carry him to Hawaii, even though it's an island?
Well, you know, the child is after Native Yehuda. Why is England is an island?
Yeah.
So how can you do that? So he answered, because in many places in England you can't see each side. That's the main thing.
I don't think that's the problem.
Yeah, you have to see both. You have to be able to see when he's in that child. It's in the book. In fact, he brings it in here. This is a Rav Kasha said about the Rebbe Sefer. This is all about Eivavim. He said that the Sefer Nifla, what is the key is, the Dina Eivavim is up his
I wonder if one were to stop there on the mountain.
I grew up in San Francisco,
and the rabbi at our Hebrew school, he maintained that San Francisco is a peninsula that you're allowed to carry on ships in San Francisco. that because it's a peninsula. Would there be?
A peninsula itself is not enough. It's got to be, you have to have definite things that serve as a basis all around. You know, sufficient. And you have to know what the drop of the shore, what it is, how deep.
Okay, well, maybe he knew.
There are other things. Okay, the sheet and thesis that says a natural thing is not good enough to make it as a mechitza. It has to be man-made. That's most of Shoyim don't hold that way, but when people establish an ale, they try to make sure that there was like a dock that made a mechitza down to the water, you know, the way they do it by the edge of the water. It's all basic.
You're given a name. I wonder if you're.